relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news. Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Listening to America First with Dr. G.
Latest from Fox News. The Defense Department said there is, quote, no corroborating evidence to support the New York Times report last week that said Russian military forces have offered bounties to Taliban-linked militants to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. The direct quote, to date, DOD has no corroborating evidence to validate the recent allegations found in open source reports. End quote. Just another case of fake news. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. If you haven't done so already, please take time today to register. Join me and Mike Lindell for the trip of a lifetime. We're going to the Holy Land December 2nd to 11th for the Stand with Israel 2020 tour. We're going to visit dozens of sites of historic cultural importance. We're going to walk where our Lord walked the earth. You know you want to join us. It's going to be quite amazing. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Stand with Israel 2020 tour today and join me and Mike. First guest for our third hour of the day, he is the president of the largest private not-for-profit university in the United States. It's Liberty University, and he is Jerry Falwell Jr. President Falwell, welcome back to America First.
So great to be with you, Dr. G. Thank you so much.
We have to talk about special preparations mentally, spiritually, that we have to make as a nation for the weekend we are about to celebrate. We have to talk about amazing things happening at the university under the banner of the Falkirk Center. But first, share with our listeners, our millions of listeners and viewers across the country, have you started a new career, Jerry Falwell?
Actually, we had members of Jerry Lee Lewis's band here. His best friend happens to be a good friend of mine, and they were here with a young artist who recorded an album last week, and somehow they talked me into getting behind the mic, and I did the lead vocals on a song. It's not going to be recorded, don't worry.
There are no tapes? Have you burnt the tapes?
I've got them under lock and key.
So it didn't go too well. Your first attempt to be a crooner with Jerry Lee Lewis's band didn't go that well, are you telling me?
I thought it went quite well, but it's one of those things. I'm 58. I'm not going to be around forever, so I had to try it.
So you're not giving up the day job at Liberty U?
Absolutely not. No.
Good. We're relieved. We need you there. Can you tell us how many students have you got registered for the next academic year?
Yeah, it's crazy. This year, our online population exploded to 108,000. Our previous record was 98,000 in 2014. And our resident population, you know, we only have so much room.
Yeah.
But we're full, and just like we were last year, even in spite of COVID. So it shocked me because I thought parents would be afraid of this of this virus, but it's 18 to 23-year-olds. Our plan is to protect professors who are older with plexiglass and staff members that are older, keep them separate from the younger population. But I see no reason why 18 to 23-year-olds should have to wear masks. I've had parents contacting me with kids at other schools saying, they're going to make my kid wear a mask every day, all day. And I said, well, unless this crazy blue state governor we have requires us to do something nuts, I see no reason why we can't keep everybody safe just by protecting the at-risk population.
Or it could be like my son's college, a prestigious college out west, that has said to him and his fellow students, see you in January. That's incredible. That's
complete disregard for the students that they should be serving.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got to get on with their lives. They can't stop their lives because they might catch a virus. It's life is full of risks. Every time you get in a car, you risk your life. And it's just, you can't stop life because there's something dangerous out there. It's, I just don't understand it.
This nation was not built by people who are risk averse. Follow him right now on Twitter, Jerry Falwell Jr., and check out this incredible institution, liberty.edu. Jerry, talk to us about how you're preparing for the celebration of our nation this weekend and what it is we should remind ourselves is special about July 4th.
Well, what's special about it is what my ancestors fought and died for. We've lived in the same part of Central Virginia since the early 1700s, and before that in Eastern Virginia since the 1600s. And in the 1700s, my great-great-great-grandfather fought in the Revolutionary War. And it was only 10% of the population that actually had the guts and the resolve to go and fight against the British Empire, but 10% is all it took to win. And I think that's a lesson for all of us, that if just a few of us have got the resolve and got the passion to keep this country on track and to turn us back to our founding principles, we can win.
We need to rediscover the importance of courage in everyday life, courage when it comes to service. Talk to us, talk to our listeners about the mission of the Falkirk Center at Liberty University and what it is about public service that we need to rediscover.
Well, first of all, the great thing about winning the Revolutionary War is it only took us 80 years to end slavery that had existed for thousands of years before that. But Falkirk Center, just today, I was meeting with some African-American leaders. I've got a whole lot more that are working with us, and we're going to create a division of Falkirk Center because it's always been a passion of mine to reunite two groups who were, in past generations, allies, both evangelical Christians, conservative evangelical white Christians, and conservative evangelical black Christians. We were allied for generations, and the left intentionally divided us.
Yeah.
And that's the only way that the establishment Republicans and the left has been able to keep power in this country is by dividing those two groups. And so, by God, I made it my passion that Liberty University is going to be the institution that brings those two groups back together.
Check out this organization that is predicated on rediscovering and emphasizing the role of faith, of our Christian foundational principles when it comes to public service. It's falkirkcenter.com at Liberty University. In the last few minutes we have with you, President Falwell, how important is it that we take a moment to remind ourselves of the faith that our founding fathers had? There are those who would have us believe that most of them were deists, they weren't practicing Christians. That's a falsification of history. Talk to us about the principles that guided the founders.
A lot of them didn't have an appreciation for organized religion because they had seen how the monarchies of Europe had used and controlled organized religion to tyrannize the people. And so when they spoke out against Christianity, they were actually speaking out against organized religion, but in their hearts, I believe they were true Christians in that they loved their neighbor, they believed in Jesus, and they treated their neighbor as they wanted to be treated. And that's what made America great. De Tocqueville said, America's great because America's good. If America ever ceases to be good, it will cease to be great. That's what made our country successful, and nothing else can explain it.
It's actually a passage from the Good Book. People forget that. But when Ronald Reagan spoke of America as a shining city on a hill, he was, of course, referring to our Judeo-Christian roots. Follow him right now. He's president of Liberty University, Jerry Falwell Jr., liberty.edu. There's an organization, there's a leader and a team who aren't afraid. 108 people, 108,000 individuals registered for the next academic year. Shouldn't that be everywhere in America? Right now, we are seeing the extremists, the radical leftists, try and make everyone afraid of their agenda. Not in this country. If you want more, don't forget we have our exclusive subscription service. It's called Gawker's Cabinet, where you have access to this show without the commercial breaks. People love having access to all 3 hours without the commercial breaks and so, so much more. Go to sebgorka.com, SEBGORKA, and click on the Gawker's Cabinet banner and join our exclusive subscription service today. Back with your calls on America First, 833-GAWKA, that's 833-4-6752, here on the Salem Radio Network. Don't touch that dial.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. Here's the video cut I've been teasing and promising for about 2.5 hours. This is... Why is Politico even allowed into the White House? It's trash. I mean, does TMZ have a press pass? This is Ryan Lizer. Asking an unbelievably, not rude, it's worse than rude. It's crass, it's political, it's the equivalent of clickbait in a White House press briefing from Kayleigh McEnany. Let's play the finest of Politico. Cut one, Eric.
And I think a lot of people are trying to understand what his view of memorializing the Confederacy is and the proper place of the Confederate flag. So a couple questions. One, does President Trump believe that it was a good thing that the South lost the Civil War? And then two, is he interested in following NASCAR's example and banning the Confederate flag at his own events?
Well, your first question is absolutely absurd. He's proud of the United States of America. Second, with regard to our statues, Americans oppose tearing down our statues. There's a Harvard-Harris poll released just last week that shows 60% of respondents said the statues should remain, and 71% said local governments should block groups from physically destroying the statues. So he stands on the side of preserving our history.
I have a question for Ryan Lizer, who was fired from the New Yorker for sexual assault. What is the right phrase? Improper sexual conduct. Ryan Lizer, do you distance yourself from yourself for what you did when you were at the New Yorker? Will you denounce Ryan Lizer, Ryan Lizer? We need to know. Oh, and while you're at it, as a Democrat voter, would you denounce the fact that the Democrat Party were the instigators of the Civil War? Will you renounce the Democrat Party, which had its armed wing in the form of the KKK, lynch Americans and black slaves? Come on, Ryan Lizer. I want you, in classic Maoist fashion, to renounce and denounce yourself, you pathetic little worm. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to John in Long Beach, line 4. Welcome, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
You know, by the way, I used to work for the Chicago Sun-Times with Conrad Black. I met him. I enjoyed working there. The guy's a genius.
He's truly an 80-pound brain.
He was a good writer, and as was his wife. She used to do a column. The reference to Marie Antoinette, here's Nancy Pelosi's new campaign motto, let them eat ice cream.
That's good. Yes,
there
we need t-shirts.
Yeah, I'm not a journalist for no reason. I've been in it for 40 years.
You're a recovering journalist, I understand, John.
I'm still in recovery. No, I'm part-time still. But anyway, listen, I wanted to mention, speaking to the press, I've been in the business 40 years. About every 10 years, every decade, it's gotten like 15% less objective. The way these guys handle today, Joe Biden, they were throwing him things like, what keeps you up at night? I'm surprised they didn't ask him what his favorite tree was.
What his favorite flavor of ice cream was, right, John?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, well, if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be? I mean, they'll go to Trump and say, are you sad that the South didn't win the Civil War?
Right.
I mean, what kind of crap is this? I mean, by the one other thing before I go, because I know you have a lot of people waiting, the polls.
Yes.
I look at the guts of these polls. The polls are oversampling Democrats and they're undersampling Republicans.
They always do. There was a D plus 10 in one of the polls last week.
Let me give you something I checked into real quick. They had four questions to people, and they all had four questions in this. And it was one that Biden was leading by about 10 points. But here what it was. The first question was on the economy, and Trump was up by 12 points. Better or worse, you know, is everything better or worse in America? It was about even. So Trump's still up by 12 points. What do you think? How are you doing about the Wuhan virus or
COVID?
And Trump was up by about 3 points. Then they go race relations, and Biden was up 62-38. Now, I say that when they vote, they're not going to put race relations above those other three. But it comes out that the poll came out 12 points, 10 points ahead for Biden because of that one question.
Right.
So, each person is answering the same questions. I think the economy and the virus takes precedence. Nothing against race relations. I just think that's how they skew. That's one of the ways they skew, though, is the percentage.
It's three things.
That one
question. It's three things: economy. John, great call. Stay on the line. Let's give John a signed copy of Defeating Jihad. Let's go to Neil in Arizona, line 2. Let's squeeze Neil in.
Well, howdy. I think Biden would have a problem if he became president. He could not go meet Putin or Xi Jinping. Not only Xi Jinping would give him a finger trap, he'd get stuck in. And then, of course, he'd have to keep going to the beach because Putin would tell him to pound sand.
Neil, what are you talking about? The opposite. He'd go there to get his instructions from both of them.
Well, that's what I say. He would go to the beach and pound sand. He'd actually follow his orders. But then, as far as it goes, have you been to the Reagan Library basement?
I've had a book event at the Reagan Library. I've actually spoken at the Reagan Library, but I haven't been to the basement, Neil.
I have. My friend sets up all the displays. I have two assault rifles on display there. They're both from the Civil War. One was used to guard Lincoln. It's a Henry rifle. I'd like you to go see it someday. The whole idea that you have a gun collection for defense against corruption and controlism. If you're collecting things like I do, modern and antique, it's a historic artifact, occasionally a defensive tool, and, of course, mechanical artwork. So the whole thing boils down to the controlism that they're trying to provide.
That's the second time you said that. Let me just, because the line's not that clear. Did you say controlism?
Controlism. That's what communism, fascism.
I like that.
That's what I've been saying. I worked at a gun shop in San Fernando Valley for 20 years, worked with the movie industry, Farhambo, and other people. And the whole thing is that I was trying to be a communist in high school, and I found out through my dad when he got the FBI showed up, because I got Chairman Mao's Red Book. My dad was an LSS in China and was almost murdered by the communist Chinese after the war. So the whole thing boils down to is that the same thing is happening here. They're using our youth, I'm 67, using our youth and older people that haven't figured it out yet to do the same thing as the 60s in China and before that in Russia.
Did you come up with the phrase controlism?
Yeah, a long time ago.
I love it. We're going to use it. Let's reward this man. Stay on the line, Neil. Let's give him a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. The best callers in talk radio. I can do liners. I should do liners. No, Deep Voice Dave is our man for that. And also, Stevie, are you watching, Stevie? You better be. We need your talent. Next up, former chief of station for the CIA in Moscow. He's going to give us the real deal on this fake news story about Putin and the Taliban, Daniel Hoffman. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. I think you know the handle. Seb Gorka, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Don't touch that dial. The Trump campaign has a special offer just for you. President Trump wants to meet you. This will be the first opportunity he's had to meet with American patriots like you since our country started reopening. His team will cover the flight, hotel, and give you VIP access for yourself and a guest. He'll even take a picture with you. All you have to do is text VIP to 88022 today for your chance to meet President Trump. Again, that's VIP to 88022 to enter to win this contest and to join President Trump in the fight to keep America great for four more years. Paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
For those who can't hear the wonderful bumper music in the background, it is the Soviet anthem as used during that wonderful Sean Connery movie, The Hunt for Red October. Why are we playing it? We're playing it, of course, because we have the best person you could imagine to discuss the topic of the latest Russians. Just when you thought there could be no more Russian stories, we have with us a good friend of the show. He's a Fox News contributor, career CIA officer, a man who has forgotten more about the Soviet Union and Russia than most other people will ever know. Retired CIA senior clandestine services officer, Daniel Hoffman. Welcome back to America First.
Thanks. Good to be with you.
First things first, we have to break down this story, but I want to play a little video clip that I described yesterday on the show here that really puts into perspective how my old boss, the president, looks at Russia. It comes from the last press conference he gave in Trump Tower before he moved into the White House. He was asked by a reporter, "What about Russia? What about Russia?" And this is what the president said nigh on 4 years ago. Eric, play video.
You stand here today once and for all and say that no one connected to you or your campaign had any contact with Russia leading up to or during the presidential campaign. And if you indeed do believe that Russia was behind the hacking, what is your message to Vladimir Putin right now?
He shouldn't be doing it. He won't be doing it. Russia will have much greater respect for our country when I'm leading it than when other people have led it. You will see that. Russia will respect our country more. He shouldn't have done it. I don't believe he'll be doing it more. Now, we have to work something out, but it's not just Russia. Take a look at what's happened. You don't report it the same way. 22 million accounts were hacked in this country by China. And that's because we have no defense. That's because we're run by people that don't know what they're doing. Russia will have far greater respect for our country when I'm leading it. And I believe, and I hope, maybe it won't happen, it's possible, but I won't be given a little reset button like Hillary. Here, press this piece of plastic. Guy looked at her like, what is she doing? There's no reset button. We're either going to get along or we're not. I hope we get along, but if we don't, that's possible too.
The last couple of words there were the key as far as I'm concerned. I hope we get along.
It doesn't look like we will. And that's okay, too. A pragmatic approach. You were stationed in Moscow, Dan. You ran intelligence operations. You know this target better than anyone else. First question. Is it feasible? Is it possible that a former KGB colonel called Vladimir Putin is paying off the Taliban to kill U.S. servicemen? Let's just ask the hypothetical question. Knowing who they are and who he is it reasonable?
I mean, is it reasonable? Yes. You know, all the years I spent in Russia, I can tell you that the reality of Russia was always far greater than my imagination ever could be. And my imagination's pretty good, but reality was even stronger. So, yes, it's possible.
Okay, so given the bloodthirsty nature, the training, the experience of this man, it is possible. Second question. Talk to us about the difference in Russia policy from this administration in the last 3.5 years. Is this an administration that is soft or complicit with regards to what Vladimir Putin wants?
Well, I think, first of all, I think those two things are separate. I think regardless of how this administration would have treated Russia, I don't honestly believe that would have had an impact on whether Vladimir Putin would have had his guys target us in Afghanistan. I think those are probably separate things. But let's be clear, this administration gave the Ukrainians the Javelin anti-tank weapons, which is important. During the last 3 years, we've expelled 60 Russian officials after Russia poisoned or tried to kill Sergei Skripal with a Soviet nerve agent in Salisbury in the UK. And we have also mounted aggressive sanctions against Russia for their illegal annexation of Crimea, the ongoing war in Ukraine, and their interference in our election. And we indicted, 13 of them following the Mueller report's publication. So all of those things have made it clear that while we would hope to get along in certain areas, perhaps counterterrorism, perhaps counterproliferation, on the other hand, there are other areas where we're simply not going to get along. And as the president said, that's okay, too.
Yes, that is the pragmatic approach my former boss has. We're talking to Daniel Hoffman, Fox News contributor, retired CIA senior clandestine services officer. Follow him right now, Daniel Hoffman, D.C. He'll be back with us in a moment. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios, Relief Factor. If you suffer from pain, if you have not found any other solution, please listen and try this incredible product from Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team who are providing pain relief to tens of thousands of Americans right now, including Debron in Massachusetts. This is what she says. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next success story like Debron? Go to ReliefFactor.com right now. See the incredible testimonials from Americans across the country who are getting their lives back. And then order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, potential liberation from your pain. What are you waiting for? Find out if you are the next success story. Go now to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Why James Bond? Well, for obvious reasons, because we're talking to Daniel Hoffman. Why the theme, the instrumental theme from On Her Majesty's Secret Service? Well, of course, because of the ski scene, the chase scene down the Swiss Alps, which segues beautifully to a piece Daniel wrote for Fox News about your father for Father's Day. An incredible piece. Dan, what did your father mean when he was skiing down the slopes with you and always said, this is the second to last run? What did that mean, Dan?
Well, my dad wanted me to stay focused on what I was doing, and he rightly knew that me as a kid, you know, if he said, hey, this is our last run, I'd probably throw caution to the wind even more than I was already. And what he wanted me to do was, hey, just think about this as your second to last run so that you stay focused on what you're doing. And I realized as I got older, that was a good lesson for life.
Treat everything as the second to last run so you don't take anything for granted. Incredible lesson. Let's post that. Let's post that article from Daniel Hoffman on our Twitter and Facebook feeds. And by the way, in the break, what did you tell me about our friend Mike Lindell's product? I need you to say it on the microphone.
I'll tell you that, you know, so we've got a few pillows at home from MyPillow that my wife and I use. Last night, my younger son had a cup of water that he spilled on his pillow, so I gave him one of ours, put his head down on the pillow. He said, this is the most comfortable pillow I have ever felt, ever. And he slept all night on it. Now he doesn't want to give it back.
All right.
He says it's his.
We need your son to do a little advertisement for MyPillow. If you want to have that experience of Daniel Hoffman's son resting his head and saying, ah, that's the best pillow ever. You have got to go right now to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell's going to give you up to 50% off his incredible products. He's only sold 45 million pillows. They're that good. I use them. Dan uses them. The president uses them. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code GORKA or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code GORKA. Daniel, let's return to what I think is the bogus story of the day. After 4 years of Russia, 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 and no collusion, now we have this unnamed sources, unverified reports about Putin paying the Taliban to strike against U.S. troops. Let us help us understand this adversary better. I learned a great lesson from a late strategic master called Colin Gray, who advised the Reagan administration. Every culture, every nation has its own specific strategic culture. They think about national security differently. Belgium thinks differently from Saudi Arabia. France thinks about national security differently from the UK. What is the most important thing or things to know about how the Kremlin thinks about national security? This isn't just another nation that anyone can cooperate with, is it?
No, and let's keep in mind that their GDP is the size of Italy's. No disrespect to Italy, but that does limit Vladimir Putin's throw weight in the world. And so what he does is rely on asymmetric warfare. That's a natural for him because, as you pointed out, he comes from the KGB and they're used to running espionage operations. When it comes to this issue in Afghanistan, it's painful for me to watch this one being run through the partisan meat grinder, as happens so often inside the Beltway here in Washington, D.C. And, you know, it's certainly possible, as we said, that Russia would do this. But let's keep in mind the source of this information, intelligence, they're captured Taliban militants on the battlefield. These are not sources over whom we have some control and some idea about their reporting record. And we don't know these people. We haven't known them before. We haven't tested their reporting at all. And I wonder how they would have known that Russia had this strategy. You know, the Taliban is mostly illiterate. And I don't know how they would have known anyway that it's Russia paying them off to do this. So there's so many questions here. And the hard part for me as an intelligence officer is just that this was divulged publicly because it causes us, it really impedes our efforts to collect further on this potential threat, if indeed it is a threat.
You have worked for decades in the intelligence community. We as a nation have suffered for years now with bad reporting from the mainstream so-called legacy media. If you were a professor, if you're a teacher and you looked at the mainstream media as your pupil, Dan Hoffman, how would you grade them in their coverage of things to do with Russia since the election?
You know, I'm going to dodge your question.
Oh, I thought I was going to get you there, Dan. I'm not asking you any names.
I might go you one better and say I would offer to our politicians, please aim your rhetorical fire at the Kremlin. Stop using the national security of our nation as your fodder for partisan attacks on one another. And in this case, waiting until we collect all the facts is definitely the best course of action before you rush to judgment. I tend to feel like some of our politicians have their punchline in mind, and sometimes they don't want to let the facts interfere with the answer they would like to see. So let's try to be inductive about our reasoning, see where the facts take us. That's what I learned at the CIA. I'll respectfully leave the media out of it, leave it to others to handle that. So I guess I'm part of the media now too, but you know, I can tell you from myself, I try not to rush to conclusions. I honestly just try to do the best I can to just see what's out there and make the best analysis I can based on what we know.
He thought he could get away without answering my question on national radio, but you didn't. You failed, Daniel Hoffman, because you answered it anyway. You tried to dodge it by focusing on politicians, and you said it would be nice if we could focus on the facts. There's your answer, because the question's very simple. Has the mainstream legacy media focused on the facts for the last 3 years, or on a narrative that is politicized? Everyone listening and watching us on YouTube knows the answer to that question. He's Daniel Hoffman, former senior CIA management operations professional. Follow him at Daniel Hoffman DC and read his incredible Father's Day article that we've just reposted on Twitter and Facebook. God bless you, Dan. Follow him, Daniel Hoffman DC. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. What would you do if every month somebody went to your wallet or went to your purse, took out $20 and then gave it to Planned Parenthood or to a gun control organization or to the Biden campaign? Would you let them? Would you be happy? Because guess what? If you have a cell phone with one of the big cell phone carriers, that is exactly what happens every month. The big companies are left-wing and they do not share your values, and they fund people who hate you and your values. Change your cell provider now. Go with America's only Christian conservative carrier, PatriotMobile.com. Right now until July 11th, they have the Let Freedom Ring special. Get a free phone or a free month, free activation, many other discounts. Just go to PatriotMobile.com/GORKA and use promo code FREEDOM. You can call their U.S.-based team on 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You can keep your old number. You can keep your old phone. Get a new phone. They've got great nationwide 4G LTE networks. Do it today. Join the good guys. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. Code FREEDOM.
With the deepest voice in talk radio, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
You heard him. You can read between the lines. He's a pro, Daniel Hoffman, and he has said, stick to the facts. Who's been giving you the facts? It's not the mainstream media. For the last 4 years, they've been lying to your face, and they can't stop doing it now. We were told that the president is a lapdog for Putin. We were told about him getting loans from Russian oligarchs, that he was indebted to the Russian regime, to the kleptocracy that is the leadership in the Kremlin. We were told about real estate deals, Trump Towers in Russia. We were told about the campaign, Mike Flynn and Carter Page and Papadopoulos and all these individuals working hand in glove. After 20 months, Robert Mueller's cleanup job, his attempt to cover the crimes of the Obama administration, more than $35 million spent. And what were the results? Zero. Could you imagine, is there anybody in America who is a public figure who could have survived 20 months of investigations by dozens of federal agents, hundreds of search warrants, hundreds of subpoenas, and not one crime
being found. Not one. That is truly remarkable. That do the best they could, and I mean the deep state, the Obama holdovers, at DOJ, at FBI, under the leadership of Rod Rosenstein's buddy, Robert Mueller, they tried as best they could, and they found nothing. That's how clean that man is. But I guess old tricks are hard to forget. We are just a matter of a couple of months away from the election, 125 days to go. And again, Russia is their default setting. A spurious story, unconfirmed, unverified, unnamed sources, that goes against everything we have heard and seen the president do since he became the commander-in-chief. And now we're supposed to believe the press? Now they're meant to be a credible source? No thanks. You lied then, you're lying now, and you will continue to lie. Stick with us. Stick with the reliable sources you can trust. Let's repost, Eric, our 14 reliable, most influential conservative websites. Those are the ones you need to check every day. In the meantime, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, never give up, never give in, hold the line, and as ever, stay frosty, my friends. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.